Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI will be widely anticipated U.S. News Report Best Hospital Report is out. Yay! Oh, super exciting. I don't like reading these, you know? Because you read it and you're like, okay, wait a second. I went to the hospital that didn't rate high at all. I actually like the U.S. News, you know, and World Report because it's not like a Yelp, you know, where they just take, you know, disgruntled customers or boyfriends or girlfriends or exes' opinions and put those on front page and hide the good reviews. I mean, the U.S. News and World Report does some sort of scientific analysis, and they have ranked Massachusetts General Hospital, the Mayo Clinic, John Hopkins Hospital, and UCLA Medical Center as the top hospitals in the nation. Yay! Congratulations! Yeehaw! This is according to Fox News. The news and data organization U.S. News and World has gathered information on nearly 5,000 medical centers in the United States for its yearly report, which is designed to help patients with life-threatening or rare conditions select hospitals based on their specialties. Its formula, and they do use a formula, measured various factors, including patient volume, risk-adjusted survival rates, and adequacy of nursing staffing. Now, what I like about those factors is they're objective and not subjective. Okay, you could actually see the counts of the nurses, all right, clocking in, clocking out. You could actually see actual numbers, okay? Survival rates, who died, who survived, patient volume. The only problem with looking at risk-adjusted survival rates is they're supposed to be then accounting for, you know, let's say you have somebody who's very, very sick coming in. You know, you adjust, you know, did they survive based on the hospital care, you know, even though they had a very, very life-threatening illness, or was it a no-brainer? They weren't going to survive because they were, you know, in a major, major accident, and it was a level one trauma center. Of course, they're going to see more deaths at that center. We got to be very, very careful with these reports, though, and we have to be very, very careful with how patients perceive them, because we've been hearing hospitals try to avoid taking older, sicklier patients so they don't get fined and so they don't get the bad reviews, because an older, sicklier patient is going to have a higher chance of dying on their soil as opposed to another hospital, you know, so if they don't take the patient, then that patient dies on on another site, and then they get the bad reviews. So we have to be very, very careful about how much weight we're giving these reviews. Patients deserve high-quality information. According to Ben Harder, Chief of Health Analysis at U.S. News, we strive to provide them with the most comprehensive data available so they can make more informed decisions together about where their doctor and they undergo treatment. So they looked at 16 different specialties. They compiled its honor roll of outstanding hospitals, as well as the 520 best regional hospitals based on complex and common care. Congratulations, Massachusetts General. They had ranked number two in the honor roll, but number one last year, and number one in this year. Mayo Clinic, John Hopkins, UCLA Medical Center. And interesting, the UCLA Medical Center is good. I trained there. Now, if a new report is going to base the UCLA data breach on their findings, UCLA may fall really low. See, it all depends if they're going to use privacy, security, And then again, how many hospitals have been breached and we haven't seen, you know, the media give it the attention like UCLA. Sometimes the big dog gets the camera, you know, and the little dogs get to kind of hide behind the big dog. But I mean, I agree with, you know, the winners here. University of Texas MD Anderson, again, cancer center named best care in cancer care. Cleveland Clinic, best in cardiology and heart surgery. And the Hospital for Special Surgery, best in orthopedics. So good for you, Cleveland Clinic. All right. So, these U.S. News hospital rankings have been, you know, being published since 1990. And what I've heard from my patients, you know, my neck of the woods, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And what I have seen the hospitals do with my patients has been phenomenal. You know, and there are some damn good doctors. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm very, very proud of the surrounding hospitals. There was one hospital that did something stupid, but was it the hospital or was it the doctor? And is that doctor working there anymore? But other than that, I've heard great care at that hospital subsequently, and every other hospital has done phenomenal measures to save my patients' lives. All right, I am noticing some changes that I'm disliking as a result of the Affordable Health Care Act, where less tests are being run, less CAT scans, so patients are being sent to the hospital, or they're going to the hospital for abdominal pain, they're not getting a CAT scan, they come back and see me, and I'm like, you're going right back and getting the CAT scan, but that's all over. It's not any one particular site. It's just all over. Hospitals are being cracked down on ordering tests and increasing health spending. So, but you know, it's interesting with the way people take these ratings and how ratings are starting to drive, businesses, strategy. So like I'll walk into a restaurant or whatever, they'll go, please rate us. You know, we bought a home, you know, a couple years ago. We bought a home. You have to rate us. Please rate us. All right. They even gave a coupon card, a gift card for us to fill out the rating. And, you know, I'm blown away how online rating systems can, you know, sway so many customers with the way these things are being done. Now, the other thing, too, which you guys will notice is all these hospitals, Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins, UCLA, MD Anderson, Cleveland Clinic, these guys are very well known. They got a lot of money. All right. I know about them because I'm a doctor and they're the most common famous hospitals out there. Is that why they're also the best? You know, so what kind of a PR campaign can you do as well? But I'm a little nervous about those of you who are, you know, up there in age and, you know, having some medical issues. If you're going to get turned down just so these places could secure their top ratings. Not in these places, but other hospitals. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Tom, who was working the dials. All right, and everyone's like, yay, Tom. All right, so many older women have active sex lives. Woo-hoo! It's good to have something to look forward to. New research says nearly 6 in 10 women over the age of 60 who are in committed relationships are sexually active. According to Dr. Holly Thomas, an assistant professor of medicine at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, says, I wasn't necessarily surprised by the proportion of older women who are sexually active, but maybe others Might be. No, I can see why. You know, because, you know, these movies are getting sexier and sexier. I mean, like what? They got Magic Mike 2 now? I mean, there's a sequel to that. And it would be really nice. One of my gay friends had posted on Facebook, I want to see Magic Mike in 3D. You know, he's got a point. All right? You know, there's some real sexy movies. You got Channing Tatum out there. You got Michael Fassbender. I still think Viggo Mortensen is a fox, even though he's, I think, turning... Well, let me see, he was born in 58, so he's going to be turning, what, 60? I don't know, but he's still very, very sexy. All right, so he's 57. Okay, so he's got some time to go. Look at Harrison Ford, sexy. I don't know what I'm going to do watching the next Star Wars, okay, because I had, like, a big, big crush on Han Solo. So seeing him 72, I'll probably still be screaming and throwing my panties at the movie screen. So, yeah, I could totally see myself 60 years old. Now, mind you, I do have hip issues. I do have knee issues. I do have some prolapsing going on. So I don't know if I would have any actual successful sexual attempts, but I sure the heck am going to try to be active if my husband can, you know, put up with it. All right, so they say people assume as women get older, they automatically become sexually inactive, and sex is not as important to them, not necessarily the case. The study looked at 2,100 U.S. women ranging in age from 28 to 84. Consisted mostly of women in their 50s and 60s, it found that women in their 60s and 70s had sexual satisfaction levels similar to women in their 30s and 40s. The research was published in the July-August issue of the Annals of Family Medicine. You see, we family docs can teach you something. According to the U.S. Census figures, the percentage of the American population aged 65 and older rose from 41% in 1900 to 13% in 2010, and it's projected to reach 21% by 2050. So a fifth of us will be over 65 years old. That's a lot. Research has increasingly focused on various aspects of this growing population. The new findings are consistent with prior research focusing on older women's sexual activity levels. Here's the other thing, too. In the olden days, you didn't talk about it. I mean, well, I had two grandmas, okay? My dad's mom and my mom's mom. My mom's mom, Hoochie Mama. That's where we get the Hoochie Mama from. So my mom's mom would say, you know, oh, you know, she has bedroom eyes, you know, and I was always told I had bedroom eyes. So Dolly, you're probably going to have bedroom eyes. So I'd be like, Mom, what's bedroom eyes? And my mom's like, stop it. Don't, you know, and then she'd yell at my grandma for talking to me about bedroom eyes. And then my grandma would always sing the song about a monkey. Many of you guys will remember it, but I can't sing the whole song. Oh, the monkey wrapped his tail around the flagpole to sell his blah, blah. And, you know, my grandma, my mom's mom, because she was American, was very progressive in that. And she was more open about something being kind of... So I kind of grew up, you know, because my grandma lived with us hearing that. My dad's mom, on the other end, who was the one that escaped Germany in the Holocaust to, you know, make it to Israel, she, oh, no, you would not talk about that. Okay? You know, you just did it. Now, yes, you know, she'd make sure, you know, the dress would fit right and say, you know, it looks like, you know, you got to make sure it's, you know, fitting there, right there, right there. But, you know, never, we didn't, you know, you just wouldn't say the word for boob or whatever. You would use a Yiddish term, tzitzka, something like that. You would use, you know, like in Mexico, you use the term chichis. You know, there would be cute terms we would use so you weren't actually saying any particular word. There's word for boy body parts, etc. And it was a much more subdued, private, non-talked about subject. You know, many of my friends said that they grew up in homes where dad would just, you know, walk around the house naked. Dad would love to, well, my dad would never be naked. You know, I mean, maybe my mom would run around in her underwear, but not, you know, my dad, no. And so our house too. You know, we don't, I know a lot of you guys, you like to sit around the house naked. That's just not something we do. Also remember, we got a big dog that runs around the house and he's always hungry. So I would be really, really afraid for anybody in the family to have something dangling and the dog accidentally eat it like it's a hot dog. So, it's interesting how you grow up. Well, nowadays, everything's about sex, okay? You have Dr. Ruth talking about sex, saying it's okay to have sex. You have Viagra now allowing older men to have sex. You have all these movies now. There's even a commercial. There's a car commercial. I don't know which one it is, where there are three older women hitting on the good-looking car salesman. It's a brilliant ad. All right, and there's like a couple different angles they take with it, and I think it's brilliant because I'm tired of society looking at anybody over 65 as old. Okay, you know we're not old. All right, when you're 65, you're still middle age. And knowing that you still are a part of the sexual society, knowing you still consume products that make you sexier, makeup, perfume, cologne, Viagra, lubricants, condoms, all right, it shouldn't be taboo. So we need to kind of break that stereotype of older people just need to sit there and dry up in their rocking chair. They don't. And I'm really excited. The only problem is the STDs are a little bit different than what your average 70 or 80-year-old was accustomed to dodging. And so, you know, the idea of you got to go get a condom, you know, you got to use a condom, and, you know, is something that, you know, we need to reinforce with our older patients. We also need to talk to them about, you know, not allowing somebody to drug them, okay, because people will drug 60-some-year-olds, okay? We also have to talk about, you know, what some of these STDs could manifest as or look like, you know, and then you have to convince a 70-year-old woman that if she is having sex, okay, and she is active, that she may need to talk to her gynecologist and not be confused by these guidelines saying you don't have to do pap smears anymore, but maybe have some evaluation because she may be getting HPV in there. And so it's, you know, and you know, telling a 70-year-old woman, because, you know, I'm still younger than a lot of my patients, and, you know, they don't, a lot of them don't call me doctor. They call me, like, Dolly. Yes, Dolly. I'm like, well, ma'am, you know, I'd really like you to check your diabetes. You want me to do what? Nothing, ma'am. Nothing, ma'am. You're doing fine. I've gotten yelled at by so many patients. I'm like, you know what? No, I won't go there. All right. Especially the women. The men I can handle. I have no problem yelling up and down to an old man, but I am so scared of women. I've always been scared of women. Yeah, I was scared of my dad when my mom would, you know, energize him and, you know, push the button for him to get the belt. But my mom, I was always the one, you know, scared of grandma, too. Scared of grandma. Especially that monkey song. Whew, that was a scary one. All right. Okay, so I hope you guys are having fun out there. Just be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Fracking has gotten some medical attention because it's associated with a higher rate of hospitalization, according to a study. Medical researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and Columbia University found that hospitalizations for heart conditions, neurological illness, and other conditions were higher among people who live near gas and oil drilling or fracking areas. The research aimed to assess the risk that air and water pollution from well drilling posed to nearby residents, and researchers considered a link between drilling well density and healthcare using zip codes from 2007 to 2011. Then they looked at database hospitalizations, and then the team looked at the top 25 medical categories. And they saw a jump in drilling activity in Bradford and Susquehanna, and they studied there, and then they looked at a county near Delaware River where drilling was banned. When they looked at cardiological and neurological inpatient prevalence rates, they found it higher to those near active wells. Patient admissions due to skin cancer or skin conditions, cancer, urological problems were also found. So, I don't know where you stand on the fracking issue, but I do like the idea that they're at least researching health manifestations or health consequences. But, I mean, you know, we still need to figure out what we're going to do with our oil. Okay, you could be anti-fracking, but we need to come up with something so we're not dependent on, you know, foreign oil, which is something that I am a little nervous.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, I guess there was a lot of controversy because the Capitol flags were flying low for the shooting victims in Chattanooga at the Capitol and not the White House. Well, we're getting breaking news that it looks like the White House is going to lower the flag at half staff to honor the five victims of last week's shooting rampage. All right. I'm really kind of confused at why our military are continually targets on American soil and not being allowed to have an opportunity to defend themselves. And my heart and sympathies are with and prayers are with the families of those who have been slain. And I think the least we could do is make sure these guys get to be protected, as well as get the medical care they need, the psychiatric care they need, and just the support. And yes, a flag flying half staff is a sign of support. And so if this breaking news release is as it's coming in, saying the White House has decided to go ahead and lower its flag. Thank you. Okay, it's about time. All right, now, AIDS. We got some interesting HIV news. An 18-year-old woman has been able to, quote-unquote, fight off HIV without drugs. All right? She's an 18-year-old French-born girl that has HIV, and her infection is apparently under control and, quote-unquote, nearly undetectable, despite stopping treatment 12 years ago. So the doctors are thinking that she may have some form of natural resistance to HIV that has not yet been discovered. However, there's also a theory that maybe early aggressive treatment can limit how strong the virus takes hold and then allow you to live lifelong without needing drugs. Now, remember a few years ago there was a Mississippi girl who had, I guess, HIV. The mom stopped bringing her in for treatment, I believe, so for 27 months. And they found the girl and the mom. The girl was still HIV negative, but then the virus rebounded, and then it was like, oh, no. So, you know, because we were like, okay, well, maybe she was cured. Because that's the big problem we have with these medications and HIV, okay? It's the consistency and the compliance. You know, we've been talking about Truvada for a lot of men out there that want to take if they are sexually active with people that could be at high risk for HIV. So they take the medication to help prevent exposure. And the medical community is trying to tell the world about this drug. It's a great drug. But the problem I'm finding and patients are finding is it's a little too difficult to keep up with. Okay, you have to get blood tests every 3 months. Well, one, you got to make sure your liver's healthy. Then you got to get rechecked for HIV. According to the Truvada package insert, you need to be checked every 3 months. So you have patients that don't want to come in for their blood work. The doctor won't then give them the Truvada because there's kind of strict, you know, guidelines with that. And then they get mad. All right. And, and it's frustrating for the patient because the patient has to keep coming in every 3 months. It's frustrating for the doctor who gets called every name in the book, you know, for, you know, following the guidelines that the Truvada company has told them to do. And so, but the reason why is what if you have HIV and it's been latent? You can't be on a medication like this, or hepatitis and it's been latent. Okay, these viruses are very sneaky, spooky viruses. And so we just can't take one lab's word for it. You need to be continually rechecked. And so you're going to see more medical news about Truvada and how the medical community is urging that more people go on this. But we have a big problem because once the patients go on it, they don't want to follow back up and they don't want to do blood work. And, you know, can you blame them? It's expensive. It's time consuming. You know? But that's the problem. All right, so this case here, they say at least a dozen adults have had remissions for a median of 10 years after stopping HIV medicines, but the new French case is apparently the first long-lasting one that started in childhood. The case was described Monday at an International AIDS Society conference in Vancouver by Dr. Acier Saez-Cyrillon. from the Pasteur Institute in Paris. Teenager lives in Paris and her identity was not revealed. So yes, it is very, very exciting. Now, most HIV infected in the infected mothers in the U.S. get AIDS medicines or HIV treatment during pregnancy. So it then hopefully slows down or lessens the risk of passing the virus to the babies. The French teen's mother did not have her HIV under control in pregnancy, and the doctors think that the daughter was infected before or during birth. Doctors gave the baby the HIV drug AZT, Zidovudine, for 6 weeks, which was the standard of care back then. Tests then showed she still had high levels of HIV in her blood, so she was given a more powerful four-drug combination. Okay, then, I guess she stayed until treatment until she was six. Doctors lost contact with her. When she came back a year later, the mother said she stopped giving the girl HIV drugs, yet doctors could not find HIV in her blood, so they decided not to resume treatment. Except for one brief rise when she was 11 that resolved on its own, her virus has remained below a detection threshold ever since. Doctors can still find some at extremely low levels when they look with very sensitive tests. So technically the girl is in remission. That's kind of how I look at remission versus cured. Cured is if the virus is completely gone. Remission is there's still remnants, but it's staying put, not causing harm. So she doesn't have any of the gene variants or other biomarkers that are known to give natural control or protection against HIV, and she was not able to suppress the virus on her own before she got the drug combo, so she still needed the drug combo. So because this wasn't a baby born with HIV who fought it on her own but she needed medicine, we want to figure out, okay, well, will this four-combination drug combo put off long-term treatment? Now, some of you are saying, well, wait a second here. If she still has a virus, she could still transmit it. Absolutely. You're 100% right. Okay? So what we're talking about here is her not succumbing to the AIDS, the acquired immunodeficiency syndrome sequela that happens with HIV infection. Okay? AIDS and HIV are not the same thing. HIV is the virus that causes AIDS. AIDS is the syndrome, the acquired immunodeficiency, meaning you started to become immunodeficient. You weren't born with it, even though she was born with the HIV. Guys, I know it's a little confusing. All right? So the big thing that we have right now with our healthcare system is lack of continuity. All right? People have lost their insurance. They lose their insurance when they lose their jobs. Then the Affordable Health Care Act comes out, and people still can't afford health insurance. So you have people where they have health insurance 1 month and they don't have health insurance another. Then they have to wait for the next Obamacare enrollment period, or they have to try to apply for Medicaid. Some people get on, some people don't. And that's not a way to manage HIV. All right, or prevention of AIDS. So what we need to do is figure out how to, what would be the best protocol and what would be the best way to treat. Is it, I mean, you know, and do we have any guidelines? You know, if they could study and figure out, you do the four-drug combo for, 2 years, and after that, you could just go to, surveillance, that could be pretty damn cool. But the next question I have is, while you're on the four-drug combo, are you transmitting less? All right? And then how do you screen? Do they have a way to test how a woman is shedding the virus? Right? I don't think they have a good enough test. It could be easier for a male test, but not as easy for a female. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got more HIV news. A cocktail of drugs can stop HIV from being prevented, being transmitted through sex. We were just talking about that. You see how I do my research? I'm like, we got to figure out how to get HIV not getting passed through sex. However, it's 93% successful. Pretty damn good, but not 100%. All right? There are three drugs that you would need to take. It's a combination of drugs known as the antiretroviral therapy that is supposed to stop HIV from being passed on from infected men and women to their partners. And this antiretroviral therapy consists of a combination of at least three antiretroviral drugs to suppress the HIV virus and stop the progression. So you need to suppress and stop progress. You guys get that? All right, so you don't want the HIV to move, the virus to move, and you don't want it to propagate or move forward. Researchers found the drugs are able to reduce the transmission of the virus by 93% in couples assigned with the treatment. The viral load, or the amount of HIV in the blood, was also suppressed by the drugs. Reducing the viral load lowers the risk of a person becoming ill because of HIV and the risk of them having a big rip-roaring dose to pass on. Dr. Myron Cohen, the director of the Institute for Global Health and Infectious Diseases, said these findings demonstrate that antiretroviral therapy, when taken until viral suppression is achieved and sustained, is highly effective, durable intervention. Now, many of you guys are sitting there listening to this going, you know what, this has nothing to do with me. I'm not gay. Yes, it has everything to do with you. Okay? HIV, all right, is out there, and it's not just a male-on-male concern, sexual concern, okay? It's female-on-male, male-on-female. I mean, this is a virus that is transmitted sexually, and the AIDS epidemic is not getting a lot of media attention, okay? You know, Donald Trump's getting a lot of media attention. The Chattanooga, Tennessee shooter is getting media attention right now. A 16th Republican presidential candidate that's entering the race is getting media attention. But you're not still hearing about all the new onset cases of HIV recipients and people coming down with AIDS. You're not hearing a lot of that. That's what my show is for. So, you know, you're out there. Now you're dating. You're meeting people on these websites. And now there's these adultery websites, etc. You know, you may want to listen. You may want to listen. All right, Dr. Cohen of the University of North Carolina says the trial was designed to address two questions. Whether providing this antiretroviral therapy to an HIV-infected person would prevent HIV transmission, or whether earlier antiviral therapy offered long-lasting health benefits. So the study was known as HPTN-052. Okay, you guys remember that study? I know, HPTN. Began back in 2005. The majority of the couples were heterosexual. HIV-infected partners were assigned to start the retroviral therapy at the beginning of the study, called the early arm, and then the study in the later arm is the delayed arm. Those in the delayed arm started their therapy when the body's immune systems were starting to decline. So after the release of the results, all participants with the delayed arm were offered the opportunity to begin the treatment, and then the study continued 4 more years. They wanted to make sure nobody died, all right? And the final results showed 93% reduction. So we're moving forward. But as you can see, we're still not 100%. So now give the partner of somebody with HIV Truvada. Again, the only problem is you have got to get screened regularly. You are not going to be able to dink around on this. A lot of you guys don't take your blood pressure medicine, or girls don't take your birth control, you know, or you don't follow up. This is something you have to follow up. And this pre-exposure prophylaxis may, you know, help you with that final 7%, but just keep in mind, nothing is 100%. And, you know, these condoms, you know, how do you know that your condom was made right? Okay, there's defective things all the time in boxes. Okay, there's defective toys. There's defective food. Okay, I just, you know, don't just trust a condom. Be careful. Speaking of that part of the body, they say impotence linked to risk of type 2 diabetes. Men who experience impotence may face twice the risk of undiagnosed type 2 diabetes than men that don't have sexual problems. Now, this is something I've talked about on the show. If you're having decreased flow, right, down to the penis area, then why? Is it because you have clogging of the arteries? Is it because you have sticky, sugary substances from your diabetes on the arteries? So anybody having erectile dysfunctions need to be screened for diabetes and need to be screened for heart disease, okay? The effect, they say, is more significant among middle-aged men, 40 to 59 years old. They say the probability of having undiagnosed diabetes increased from 1 in 50 men without erectile dysfunction to 1 in 10 men with erectile dysfunction. Now, just because you have impotence or erectile dysfunction doesn't mean you have diabetes, but it means you need to get your butt in there and get checked. For the study, Dr. Skeldon's team collected data of 4,500 men, 20 or older, who took part in the U.S. National Health and Nutritional Exam Survey from 2001 to 2004. So these are guys who hopefully, admitted about, their impotence issue. And the research, I guess, looked at the association of erectile dysfunction with undiagnosed high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and type 2 diabetes. They didn't find a link between having erectile issues and undiagnosed high blood pressure and cholesterol, but they did with diabetes. They found the prevalence of undiagnosed diabetes was 11.5% in men with impotence compared to about 3% among men without the disorder. Now, I was asked a while back, before I move on with this, when does a doctor call it diabetes? All right? It seems to be that there's a muddling of when people call it, okay? You know, I was taught in medical school that there's no such thing as pre-diabetes or borderline diabetes. You're either pregnant or you're not. You're either diabetic or you're not. And they're right. But I will still use the term pre-diabetes and borderline diabetes if I notice your sugar is a few points high, your glycohemoglobin is a little bit high, how sugary your blood cells are, if your triglycerides, the fats are a little bit high. I tell a patient they are turning diabetic, okay? You're turning Japanese, I really think so. You know, so I sing the turning diabetes song to them, and I say, look, you're turning diabetic. Now, an endocrinologist may say, look, they have diabetes. They got the high triglycerides, they have obesity, send them to their eye doctor to see if they're already manifesting eye symptoms. And the endocrinologist is right. You know, if I'm just starting to see things in the blood, what the hell has been happening to you before I start to notice things in the blood? You see what I mean? We rely too much on blood tests. All right, and they don't really say, well, by the time we see it in the blood, you've been diabetic 5 years or 10 years, etc. But many people don't manifest symptoms until their sugars are higher, 140, 160, 180, 220, 240. You know, you guys running around with sugars in your 200s as opposed to normal, which would be in the 100s. You guys up in the 200s, you're thirsty, you're fatigued, you're losing weight, erectile dysfunction. Well, how long have you been up there in the 200s? Do you even know? So, they're right about you probably are diabetic longer than you or the doctor realizes. Okay? The only thing is there's such an anti-quick-to-treat mentality now in healthcare where if I say, you know what, I'd like to kind of put you on a medicine so you don't turn diabetic, what? You're going to put me on a medicine for a disease I don't have? So you'll have some doctors saying, look, okay, you're diabetic. Whether you like it or not, look at your blood work, all right? You know, go get your eyes checked. Go get your kidneys checked. For all intents and purposes, you're diabetic. But you'll have other people go, well, then we'll wait. Okay, let's use this as a wake-up, as a red flag. Okay, you know, as an alarm. Go ahead, diet, exercise. Prove to me that you can control this so I don't have to put you on a medicine. So you're right. It's a little confusing. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.